doing some soft toss. One out, two on. Jason Campson's pitch. Marthaler ground ball to Ludwig at third. He steps on the bag, goes to first, and Wessel comes out of the bag.
Yes, he does.
And so safe at first is Marthaler.
So he come off. I don't know if the throw was going towards the...
If he felt it was sailing?
Must have been. I think he would have had a heck of a time that stretch to catch that one, so he was probably going to be safe, but not with a run score with a ball going over their head.
Andrew Welly's out at second now. Kurt Marthaler, the base runner at first. Two outs, and Alex Welly at the plate. Alex, 1-for-4 today. We're tied here in the top of the ninth inning. We got it Andy going. Fighting for your lives, the Lake Henry and Meyer Grove. Somebody wants to play farming later on tonight at 8 o'clock. The other team, well, their season ends.
Yes, it does. It gets pretty intense right now.
You bet it does. I mean, you got to pull out all the moves here. 4-4, the pitch to Welly, low for a ball, and 2-0. 2-1, two balls, one strike. Won the count. Jason Campson works from the stretch. A breaking ball is a called strike and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch to Welly. He drives it to second. Hopper spears it out of the air for the catch. And that'll do it for Meyer Grove in the ninth. They come up with two runs on two hits. There was an error and two left on base. 8.5 innings, Meyer Grove 4, Lake Henry 4. More baseball to come in a minute on KESN.
Pev's Pork in Spring Hill is known all over central Minnesota for their excellent pork products. And you'll find their delicious pork products in fine stores all over central Minnesota. Check out the sausage, baby back ribs, pork chops, seasoned pork patties, bacon, breakfast sausage, ham, and more. Pork is low in cholesterol, so fill the freezer. Call Pep's Pork at 987-3368 or online at pepspork.com. Pep's Pork in Spring Hill and in stores all over central Minnesota.
It's a new era. The things you love about Falcon National Bank are getting even better. Stronger together. With 5 convenient branch locations, Falcon National Bank offers expanded products and services with greater efficiencies across all branches. Take advantage of mobile deposits, online banking, person-to-person transfers, consumer and commercial loans, SBA preferred lending status, and the best digital security available. It's a new era in community banking, and we think you'll like the differences at Falcon National Bank in St. Cloud, Foley, Ham Lake, Isanti, and Richmond. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
All right, Meyer Grove is shuffling their lineup around a little bit. We're going to get a new pitcher. We got a new center fielder. We're going to have a new third baseman here for the Grovers as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. In a 4-4 ball game as Meyer Grove tied it up in the top of the ninth inning. Don Heinen, some of the changes.
Jordan Mushel will come in now to the pitch, and it looks like Anthony Welly will go to center field.
And then coming in from center field to play third will be who was in center field.
Jordan Klapau, you'll go over. Is that Jordan going
it
to
is.
Third?
Okay. Jordan to third.
Okay.
So they've shuffled it around a little bit. Adam Yeager leads off the Lake Henry ninth inning. It's the 8-9-1 hitters. No, actually make it the 7-8-9 hitters. As Yeager drives it down the right field line into the corner. He's going to get two. He'll stop at second base, and the Lakers have the winning run at second with nobody out. Wow. Adam Yeager with the double into the corner.
Well, will you bunt him over here? Because Grant's been kind of struggling at the plate here as of late. I would think you'd try to get that guy over.
I would think you would try to. If you're Meyer Grove, I mean, first base is open. Do you walk, put the force on, but then you start getting to the top of the order?
There you go.
Grant Ludwig shows that he's swinging and takes a cut and misses strike one, or calls it strike one. Wow, he is swinging away on the pitch. Grant Ludwig, two strikeouts in the game against Matt Imdick, and then he was pinch hit for in the seventh. Batting here in the ninth with a runner at second, and nobody out. Pitch to Ludwig on the outside corner, strike two. On deck for Lake Henry, it is Carter Wessel. 0-2, Yeager at second. Jordan Mushel on in relief of Imdick. His pitch low for a ball in 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Mushel looks back to second. Still looking, comes home, and Ludwig drives it to center field. This one is back by the fence and gone. A walk-off, two-run homer for Grant Ludwig here in the ninth inning, and Lake Henry has defeated Meyer Grove by a score of 6-4. Ludwig to straightaway center field, just off to the left of the batter's eye. 6-4, Lake Henry with the win here this evening.
Bounces off that cedar tree out there and comes tearing back into the
field. He's got it all. Yes. Unbelievable. Lake Henry in the ninth. Two runs, two hits, no errors, no one left on base. Your final score, Lake Henry 6 and Meyer Grove 4. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk about this one. We'll talk about that 8 o'clock game, and we'll name our Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top-quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry. Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small-town communities. But have you ever thought of buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to serve their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates, along with amazing insurance coverage. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop in their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Mention this ad and receive a free deck of cards. Grove Mutual Insurance, your local company for home and farm insurance. Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams.
The season finale of your favorite show is on TV tonight. You forgot to hit record on your DVR and you've already left the house for work. Maybe you forgot to DVR the big ball game that's on TV tonight, but you just dropped the kids off at school. Or your favorite TV series is airing at another time than it's normally scheduled on your DVR. No problem. With the Manage My TV app from Albany Mutual Telephone, you can manage your TV recordings from your smartphone. You won't miss a thing. The best part, it's free with your digital TV service. Call us today, 320-845-2101.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back with you at Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming. Had a good one. First game, had a good one. Second game.
Are you kidding me, Randy? These are something else, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, these are
going to get fighting gray hair.
Fighting. Yeah, you and I are doing pretty good so far in that department. Yeah,
yeah, we are.
Fighting for your lives. Of course, the St. Martin and Farming game, that goes final late in the ball game, a 3-2 Farming win. And this one goes down to the bottom of the ninth, doesn't it, Don?
Yes, it does. And Grant Ludwig, who was pinched hit the time before, as having a terrible time at the plate, really. Yeah. You know, he couldn't, wasn't seeing the ball well or whatever it was. And Mushel served him one up here in the ninth inning, and he didn't miss that one. He hit it off that one tree out there just left of the batter's eye, and he got all of that one. So he's the two-run walk-off homer for Lake Henry that keeps Lake Henry's hopes alive.
You bet. Adam Yeager had led the inning off of Jordan Mushel with a double, and he was in scoring position representing the
What a spark plug, huh?
The winning run, yeah. Spark plug, absolutely. Yeah.
What a pickup for Lake Henry when they got Adam Yeager.
And then Grant Ludwig comes through with the big walk-off home
run.
Yes,
he does.
Some line scores today, Donald?
Okay, for Meyer Grove, they had 4 runs on 10 hits. They committed 2 errors and left 10 on base. For the Lakers, 6 runs, 9 hits. They committed 3 errors and left 5 on base.
Winning pitcher today, Jason Campson, comes in relief of Weston Brinkman. Jason, admittedly, probably had a rocky ninth inning where Lake Henry had a 2-run lead going into the ninth. Jason gave up the tying runs in the top of the ninth, but his teammates came through and he picked up the win with that walk-off in the bottom of the ninth.
Yes, he did. Get hats off to Meyer Grove. What a battle that they put on today, and it was, you know, they had a chance to win this game any time during this whole game here.
Yep.
They were ahead. They had Lake Henry on the ropes kind of here, so hats off to Meyer Grove. Good season for those boys.
Yeah.
Luck to them guys next year, so too bad for them, and we'll see Lake Henry and Farming playing tonight at 8 o'clock, so that's the matchup's going to be a good one.
You bet. The loss will go to Jordan Mushel, who comes in relief of Matt Imdick, who goes the first 8 today, and Matt pitched brilliantly in this ball game too.
Yes, he did. No walks in this game, Randy.
No walks.
No walks. Couple of hit batters.
Yep, couple of hit batters, but still, it's like no walks.
Right.
I mean, that makes for good baseball.
Oh, yes,
when you know
does.
3 hit batters, but at least the pitchers are throwing strikes and the hitters are forced
right.
to make some contact.
Right.
And yeah,
absolutely.
I look at the Farming Flames right now. They're doing the grounds crew work, and it's going slow. And I look at the Lake Henry Lakers here, and it's like they just played and ran a 26-mile marathon, and they look completely worn out. And to be out in this heat all day is hard on the body.
It is. It's hard on ours just sitting here.
Yeah, just sitting here, right?
Warm up here, and good thing we have a few fans going, but it's trying right now. I think it'll be better tonight.
Absolutely. 8 o'clock tonight on KASN. Look for a pregame right around 10 to 8 or so. Don, time to name our player of the game. And, you know, I'm looking at the Lake Henry scorecard right now, seeing Jason Campson with 2 hits today. He got the win. Adam Yeager with 2 hits and a double that in the ninth inning probably was a big hit.
That was
to start things out. And so I think let's give it to the young kid, Adam Yeager, today for Lake Henry.
I think so.
He scored the winning run, even though followed by Grant Ludwig, but
that was an important one.
Adam Yeager, congratulations. You are Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game.
Good for him.
So the state tournament bid is on the line at 8 o'clock tonight.
Yes, it is.
Here on KASM. We're going to send it back to our studios. Our scores today, it was Farming over St. Martin 3-2. It was Lake Henry defeating Meyer Grove 6-4. I want to thank our Region 15C sponsors for bringing us baseball today. Those are great sponsors over at the Greenwell Pub, Al Rosa Green and Feed, Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank with a branch office in Richmond, the Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Virgil's Big Arena, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Scooters Trucking, bringing us baseball, Leo's Audubon and Glass and Farming, Notch Manufacturing, Gale Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating over by Belgrade, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix of New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, North American Insurance Agency, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance, North American State Bank, of Belgrade, Al Rosa, and Wilmer, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency of Painesville, Central Minnesota Realty, Grove Mutual Insurance, Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, and Trapper's Pub and Grub right here in Farming. Scott, I know you got things to do back at the radio station in Albany, so I'll let you do your thing, and we'll be back here on KASM about 10 minutes to 8 tonight. It's all yours.
All right. Thank you, Randy, and congratulations to Lake Henry for winning today.